morning. This is Saturday, September the 10th, 2011. This is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting. I'm Bill Crozier, chair of the committee. And I'll go ahead and call the roll, and we'll need to get a temporary secretary for tonight, today also. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Lydia Berzon? Can't hear you, Lydia. Arlene Engelhart? I think Arlene should be back in a minute. Did the echo just start a minute ago or a few seconds ago?
Yep.
I'm getting a turtle echo. Didn't have it earlier.
Yeah, me too.
If somebody just went on speakerphone, that might be the problem. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. The echo's gone. Thank you for whoever did that. Cameron Randolph? Summer Reese?
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
LaVarne Williams?
Present.
And Arlene, did you come back? Or did somebody else join us?
Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Okay. Hi.
Okay, well, we have quorum. Who would like to be secretary for today? I don't think we're going to decide a whole lot. There probably won't be too much to put down. And I've already got the role.
You see the rush of volunteers, right?
Yeah.
Bill?
Summer said she had to leave early.
Yeah, I have to leave early, so I apologize. I can't help her.
Yeah, we all have LSD meetings today, I think. How about, why don't we all take notes, and then at the end, those of us that feel we've taken enough notes and can then back up with audio can volunteer.
Okay. Would one person be willing to compile those? Like Lydia, maybe, if you want to do that?
Well, no, I've got my hands full with this bylaw stuff between now and the meeting. And other deadlines.
Okay, well, will you all help me if I write up something?
Absolutely.
It's hard for me to take good notes while I'm chairing.
Yeah. I'll try to take
them. Other people take notes, too. I appreciate it. Okay. Okay, agenda. I think someone suggested moving up the preparations and draft agenda for the in-person meeting to, I guess, next.
I would appreciate that, yeah, because I just can't stay for the whole call. I kind of want to just deal with the agenda part and whatever comes from the bylaws minutes, whatever gets sent to me, that's, you know, gets passed, I'll put it in the agenda. So.
Okay, any questions to moving that up?
I have to leave at 10.
That's 2 hours from now, or hour and 50 minutes?
Right.
Okay. I hope we'll be done by then. Okay, so we'll move up the preparations for the in-person meeting to right after this. Any other changes? Okay, don't hear any more. Do I hear a motion to approve the draft agenda as amended?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any objections? Okay. Hearing none, then that's approved. Okay, so the agenda for the in-person meeting is September 23rd through 26th in Washington, D.C. is next. I guess I'm open to suggestions.
Hi, Bill. Yeah.
Yes, Summer?
We have an agenda full of motions, some of which have grown long in the tooth from, you know, being from last year, literally. So I want to see us get through everything that's on our, you know, agenda that keeps getting carried month to month. I made some notes here in addition. We've got, you know, what needs to go into it is, you know, all motions and committee reports, any bylaws, amendment proposals. Obviously, minutes approval at the front end so we can clear away any minutes that are still kicking around. The public comment sections, which I had told Marcel I was looking at doing them, I believe it was between 2 and 3 in the afternoon each day, so that we'd have a good time for getting our morning session out of the way, followed by lunch, and then we'd pick up with public comment in the afternoon. We have something which I know will have to go on the agenda, which I can't discuss on the open stream, but I'll have to make time for it on there. We have the executive sessions, which are required for review of legal matters, et cetera. I know the other day when we were on development, we discussed breakout sessions / brainstorming type activity. And then, of course, in the evening, we have the nighttime activities that WPFW has proposed for us and the fundraising station there. So, you know, it's my job to put the agenda together. What my basic feeling is on it is virtually every evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, WPFW has something scheduled for us to do. And from what Marcel has told me, we would need to probably break at around 6 p.m. each evening in order to have adequate time to break and get to where, you know, the various locations where these things are occurring. Maybe a little later, like 6:30, much later than that. We have the extra half day on Monday. I think things like brainstorming and breakout activities, which can be fruitful and productive but are not part of required business, in my opinion, probably should be done on Monday so that we know that we've gotten through all of our necessary activities before we go to something which is additional, as it were. I would like to see, so the real question for me is scheduling of executive sessions with the open session. You know, I think Friday should be open session. So I don't think we need to have like an executive session pre-K. We need to be brief. We're out with all of our legal matters. I think it's not necessarily appropriate to have executive sessions Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's kind of where I'm at, is I want to schedule a decent open session each morning. I think Sunday would be a good day to cover executive session matters personally, but anyway, I'm open to feedback. So that's kind of where I'm at. It's like what we've already got on our agenda needs to be covered, plus additional things, and it's a matter of the timing so that it runs as smoothly as possible so we get through the bulk of the material in a timely fashion. We don't have elections for things like we did at the February meeting, and that took up, you know, probably a day of our agenda. And we have budget approvals, so that's going to take up a chunk of our agenda as well. So probably, and I'd like to hear from Tracy on that in terms of how many budgets we have thus far. That'll help me to figure out scheduling in terms of how much time we need to approve budgets as well. So
let me ask first, because you're right about the evening activities. I'm really looking forward to all those, and I think that'll give us a good opportunity to do some informal discussions and visit with local WPFW folks, too.
Sure.
What time do we need to finish up each day for those?
Well, from my discussions, I've had several discussions with Marcel. I believe it's around 6 to 6:30. Friday night, they have us going to a jazz event, but it's right there, I believe, at the hotel, so I believe we might be able to break it. 7. My mental thinking was approximately 6 with maybe a little push time to 6:30 because they have us going to a jazz event on Friday and a play on Saturday night. And obviously a play, there's a specific curtain time. And, you know, I'm not sure the context of the jazz event, but, you know, there's a start time to these things. And for Sunday night to go to the radio station at WPFW, they want us to actually pitch in and do some fundraising. I don't know if there's any reception type thing occurring at the station after we've already done, you know, jazz
right.
And a play. We may just be doing fundraising. But
the question, what time do we need to finish so we also have time for dinner? And I don't want to cut dinner too short because it's really one of the best times to talk informally with people and, you know, share ideas and
learn
what we can't do in the meetings.
Quit by 5 o'clock if we can have dinner brought in, if it's being brought into us by 5, if we want to have an expectation of being able to eat and be done in time to leave. So it really gives us, we kind of have the 9 to 5 block of time. We need to keep lunch, you know, as tight as possible and try not to exceed an hour, you know, because you know, I did the calculations. You know, we'll get between 7 and 8 hours per day on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I thought about starting at 8. I don't know that that's necessarily productive because people do tend to stay up rather late, you know, caucusing, brainstorming, discussing motions. I mean, I haven't been to an in-person meeting yet where people actually went to bed early in the evening. And when they start at 8, people are still up in their rooms with their eyes closed. So I don't know. I tend to think it's kind of a 9-to-5 deal with our with a lunch break, which means, frankly, we've got 7 hours. You take out an hour for public comment each day. That gives you 6 functional hours of meeting time for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then Monday, the half day, if we break at 2 o'clock, right? So you figure you basically have a max of 4 productive hours on Monday, so you get a total of approximately 22 meeting hours to work with. Okay, so that's I think the about the total of it. And
okay, so we'll allow for 9-to-5 for Friday through Sunday with a short lunch break. Lunch is going to be there, right? We don't have to go out anywhere.
Yeah, everything's coming to us. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Okay, good. All right, and then 9-to-2 on Sunday. I'm just trying to get the time intervals.
9-to-2 on Monday.
So we know what we have to work with. Okay.
Exactly.
And I agree with you. There's lots of meetings outside the meetings, and I consider every meal a working meeting there when we're at the P&B meeting too. So okay. Does that sound reasonable, everybody, for those times?
And this is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not going to comment on the times because it's hard for me to comment too much on the specificity without seeing a rough draft. But anyway, but I was going to point out, I know there's a motion to rescind the motion on executive sessions. That motion, it's a policy motion. That motion was passed in a public session. It should be rescinded in a public session, although we should respect the members' burdens request to discuss whatever she has in mind in executive session. So on that day, we would have to accommodate both, in my opinion, listen in executive session to what she feels can't be discussed in the public session, where we need to consider that it was originally, obviously, it's a policy motion. It doesn't meet the criteria as a motion to be in executive session. So there are going to be instances where we will have to do both.
Okay,
sure.
That's a good point.
Sense, Lydia, and you know, and I think, I mean, yeah, policy things but they involve personnel issues, and that's of course why she wanted a portion of it in executive session, because it's impossible to discuss that matter without discussing people. So it may be worthwhile. I think, you know, frequently a bulk of the public, you know, more of them tend to attend on weekends because that's just the nature of work and the public. It might be appropriate to have a short, you know, I'd like to get the minutes stuff over with on Friday, personally, because I think minutes are housekeeping, and unfortunately they often become the entree for us in this organization. I think that it might be appropriate to have, say, an hour of executive session on Friday with the hopes that we can dispense with the minutes issue one way or the other and anything else that seems appropriate on Friday, and then another executive session on Sunday to deal with matters presented by legal counsel. And there, as I said, there's a couple of things that have to go on the agenda that I can't discuss here, but I'll send it out to everyone. But I think maybe if we could skip having an executive session on Saturday, that might be appropriate. And obviously, if something arises and we need to go in executive session, we can always go into executive session whether or not it's on the agenda if it's appropriate based on something that has arisen during the course of the meeting. So, but I would like to sort of minimize that, I think, on Saturday, just because we're likely to have more members of the public there on Saturday, and also because I don't think it's necessarily productive of meeting time to have an executive session every day if it's not absolutely necessary. So.
Well, let me ask you, Arlene, maybe, do you know, have some idea how much time we're going to need for executive sessions? I don't know what, I mean, you don't need to mention specific legal issues or whatever, but do you have any idea how much time we might need?
Well, we're going to need... We need to do a complete review of our legal issues, so that's going to be some time. And
right.
Then there's another issue that...
Right.
I don't know, what do you think, Summer, 2 hours?
I would think 2 to 3 hours for the, well, see, and the other issue, yeah, I would say between 2 and 3 hours. That's why I wanted to have, like, a decent-sized chunk on Sunday for our executive session where we just deal with all those issues.
I really do think that we should be separating those two issues and not dealing with them in the same session.
I tend to agree with that.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Hold on a second, Lydia. So do you have an idea how much time you think we should do each day in executive session, Arlene?
Let me ask Arlene something. Arlene, do you think they should be done on the same day or done on separate days?
I don't think that matters, but I think it should be two separate sessions, and so
I would recommend
maybe unless somebody else is aware of other issues that need to go into executive session. Let's see, Lydia mentioned that Carolyn had asked for some discussion. I'm thinking that we should schedule two executive sessions total of 2 to 3 hours each.
So maybe we do an executive session on Friday of 2 hours, an executive session on that Sunday of 2 hours, or maybe the one on Friday of 3 hours, and we could dispense with the issue regarding the minutes and then the review of pending legal matters and do all of that on Friday and then handle the other matter and any other issues which may occur during the course of the meeting on Sunday.
That's what I was thinking. And many times we start the first day with an executive session. The public isn't trying to come around yet. That kind of works pretty well.
That's true. I mean, we could do that. We could start the Friday morning from 9 to noon with executive session and get briefed on all of our legal matters, deal with the issues regarding minutes that need to be discussed in executive session, break for lunch, come back after lunch. I guess we could hear from the public directly after lunch on Friday. You know, sometimes the public really comes wanting to speak on their own issues, not really coming to address what we've got on the agenda necessarily. Frequently people have, you know, other things they want to talk about. Hear from the public for an hour and then have the open session in the afternoon. I think that could work. And then on Sunday we could do 2 hours of executive session either before or after lunch. Before lunch. I don't like to do it after lunch because you've got the public there and I don't want to clear them out of the building. It's much easier to say we're starting, you know, at X time. Please come then, you know. So
I have been alerted that we may have some, that we're going to get some real extensive numbers coming in from Washington over the issue of who's going to be their next program director, and that we could even get some demonstrations on that.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good reason to allow the public to have the first bite at public session on Friday anyway, because, you know, I like to let people, you know, be able to speak their mind, and then you can go on with business. And if that's the case, then that would work. Do the executive session from 9 to 12 on Friday. Lunch, public talk.
I think there are two things. I hope that we won't be faced with anything that would be disruptive as the foundation was. I wasn't here at the time, but in New York, what was that, 2 years ago, over 2 years ago?
I should remember
that is a possibility, and that's one of the reasons that we do have the two rooms, that if we really get into some difficult situations, we can adjourn the open session to the executive session room and pipe it into the other room for the public.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, India. Go ahead.
I had gotten dropped. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, go ahead to me.
Lydia, yep. And then Carly.
Lydia, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, I was actually going to say that, is that we should, in my opinion, have the executive session on Friday, because it has been my experience that we discuss issues that then need to be resolved or taken up later. So that would be the best case scenario. But I also think that we need to remain mindful of a need to perhaps have one on Saturday morning if needed, depending on what we decide collectively on Friday.
Well, I think, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to jump turn. After Nia, Bill.
Okay, Nia.
Yeah, I got dropped and then I couldn't get in, so I think I missed a lot of, I missed all of what Lydia said and most of what Arlene said. But when I left, it was, in terms of the agenda, if at all possible, if Summer, Bill, and Afia could get the agenda out to the PND, because the agenda belongs to the entire body, not just one person, if it could be gotten out to the board by maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. So,
certainly.
Like Lydia said, that we could see a draft and it could be tweaked, but not, you know, the day of or so.
Oh,
forth.
Yeah, no, Nia, it's got to go in the board book by Friday. And, of course, yes, I agree. I'll get it out to you on Tuesday or Wednesday so that there can be any changes or amendments before I send it up to Christine, of course.
Right. And then I heard the end of the executive session discussion, so I don't know when you guys were proposing having executive sessions, if you could just tell me quickly.
Well, it sounds like we're talking about doing morning on Friday, possibly morning on Saturday and Sunday. I also tend to feel Friday is a really good time because most of the public is less convenient for them to come on Friday. We for sure need to reserve public sessions on Saturday, Sunday at a minimum each of those days, and probably Friday too.
Okay. If that's the case, and we're going to be meeting on Monday, which is not normally what we do, maybe we should have the executive session on Monday, unless there's something burning that needs to be addressed on Saturday to be commented on or to be sent out to the public on Saturday. I think maybe Friday and Monday would be my suggestion. The other thing is, I think we need, based on the financial crisis that we have, I think we need a large chunk of Saturday to discuss finances. We have to at least make it look like, you know, that we are really serious about this by carving out a large chunk of time to say, what can we do about what's happening? Exactly where are we? Because I can't really tell where we are. I asked Arlene for 2 years worth of financial statements, and I saw Levarne sent out 3 years in KPFA. I guess that was in response to my request. That was good. So at least we now have that, and I think I might be asking for the balance sheets. And I need to understand exactly what the situation is right now. Are we still in a going concern mode? And in order to do that, I would need those additional statements, but I'll start with the financial statements.
Levarne,
4 hours.
Okay. Levarne, go ahead.
Hey, Tracy,
hello?
For the...
I'm hearing an echo.
Okay, was it Afia and Tracy?
No.
Do you have Summer on after other people haven't spoken?
Afia, one Gaza for the stack.
Okay. All right, well, go ahead, Levarne, and then Afia.
The stuff for KPFA, we sent that out before Nia had asked for the information. But I resent out, which the same information that I've sent out many times before, which was 3 years for all stations and the foundation. And also we have information on the fulfillment and the drives for KPFK and KPFA, and I sent those along with that information. So all of that stuff had been sent out repeatedly, and I sent it out again so everyone could have it as they go through the review of the budget. So I know that people have that information because they referred to it last night as we discussed the budget. But the other thing is, on the balance sheet, I sent out the information. We sent out a preliminary balance sheet, and we found that, as I keep saying, we've said this many times, that the analysis on interstation payables and receivables, that had not been done. And when I contacted Ross Wisdom, he said that had not been done since like 2006. So what I've done is that we've had an analysis of the interstation receivables. So that's what we're working on. We'll have that for the reports, and we'll get that out. I have a preliminary copy, so we'll get that out, which will more accurately reflect what our
interstation receivables are, current versus the ones that are long-term. And so that will accurately, again, reflect our working capital. So, again, like the interstation receivables, when I contacted Ross Wisdom, he said there had not been any analysis done on those since 2006, so the analysis was not done for the audit. So when he made his statement, he had not done any analysis on the long term and the interstation payables and receivables. So anyway, and how that impacts the elimination column. So again, so we've done that, and that's what I'm looking at, so that we can include a more accurate balance sheet versus what we had and what was shown on the audit.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to put myself in the stack, and Fia's next. Was there somebody else that also wanted to be on the stack?
There was a Fia, then Tracy, and then Kevin wanted to be back on the stack.
Right.
Okay. All right, well, go ahead, Fia.
First of all, my apologies for my tardiness, number one. Number two is with regard to scheduling, we've, over the years, established a template that seems to have worked well, especially as it relates to public comment and affiliate input. So I would ask that we review that in scheduling for those sessions at the upcoming meeting, one. The next thing is that in light of the fact that at least significant percentages of the listeners are working during the day, that to schedule a Friday public comment in the middle of the day does not maximize public input, and I would discourage such a placement. I think that there's been, in the past, we've put it at later in the day, recognizing that sometimes people even travel to be present. So to have it in the middle of the day looks too much like subterfuge in my mind. My next point is the inclusion of a time for affiliates to be able to call in and make input, and there's been a placement of that time on Saturdays where it would accommodate the overall schedule whether there were call-ins or not, and I would ask that that practice be continued at the upcoming meeting. Thank you.
Question about the calling in by affiliates, would that be part of public comment?
There has historically been a separate, distinct, I think, 30 minutes that has been allowed in conjunction with some other subject area, such that if there were call-ins, then it would not be disruptive. If it wasn't, then it would be beneficial. And I don't have off of the top of my head how that has been done in the past, but I would urge that we do it that way this time as well, especially this time.
Okay. Okay, Tracy?
Bill is near at the bottom of the stack, please. What everybody
goes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll put you back on. Thanks. So I have Tracy, Summer, me, and the Tracy.
Hey, good morning. So Summer had asked a question about how many budgets. I'm going to optimistically say that I believe there will be five, or four to five. That said, I can pretty much guarantee that there will be two, Berkeley's and Washington's, and I am optimistic that after the NFC completes its work next week, we will also have KPFK and WBAI. The national office budget should also be ready for the PNB to review it, although it's unlikely the NFC will have a chance to look at it first. So that will be up to you guys if you're willing to take it directly from the national office for review or if you want the NFC to do it later. Only other thing that I would say, which I guess it's probably a little bit too late to do anything about, is when Bill mentioned the total meeting time was 22 hours, it kind of made my head spin a little because usually in our three-day meetings, the total meeting time. It's about 22 hours. So in a sense, by not allowing ourselves an evening session on any of these three nights that we're in D.C., we're not really, even though we're staying an extra day, expanding our meeting time as considerably as I would have hoped by having a four-day meeting. And as Summer kind of breaks it down, I can see that it's not going to be extensively more time than we usually have at an in-person meeting, although we may have more out-of-meeting time to interact, and that's good. But I guess what I'm saying is that not meeting one evening from, like, 7 to 10, as we usually did or do, you know, it's taking a toll on the total amount of in-meeting time that we get, especially in open session. And from a planning point of view, it might make it a little harder to get through our agenda in the way that we're hoping that we will. But that's life, I guess. Okay, that's it.
Do you have a suggestion regarding that?
Well, I don't think so, because it looks like Washington has pretty much scheduled events, and I don't think that it's really an option not to have those. I think it was just a coordinating thing that we weren't quite clear with them that perhaps we wanted one open for a potential session in the evening. But I, you know, station visit will obviously happen. And I guess the other night there are a play and a jazz event. So I don't see that we really have a whole lot of choice here. But
okay,
normally, like I said, we try to have a 7 to 10 or 6 to 10 evening session, and I think it's a bit of a loss time-wise.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Next is Summer. Everybody, let's remember we need to try to keep this reasonably short. Go ahead,
Thank
Summer.
You, Bill. Thank you, everybody. So I guess I'm going to address various issues that have arisen during discussion. I liked the idea of maybe – I had no information doing an executive session on Saturday. That was brought up that something may arise requiring that, but I do not want to schedule executive session on Saturday because I am cognizant of the fact that the bulk of the public will come on the weekend, most likely. I think the Friday executive session in the morning, break for lunch. This brings me to the next thing. 2-3, I discussed rather extensively with Marcel what seemed good to the Washington, D.C. listening audience as a public comment, and 2-3 was the time we came up with as being something that would be appropriate. On Saturday and Sunday, that should be a fine time for the public, quite frankly. On Friday, maybe a little early. The problem with changing that is the reason she wanted me to confirm a time for is because they have an LSB report to the listener on WPFW, something we do not do at KPFK. And they went on the air so that they could pre-promote the in-person PNB meeting to tell all of the listeners what time public comment would be. So that's kind of pretty much been dialed in with the Washington, D.C. listening audience that it's going to be from 2 to 3. I will double-check with her if that's the time we had agreed on, but she called me the day they were going to go on air to say, you know, I want to announce what time for comment. I think we're maybe kind of with that. On the weekend, it shouldn't be an issue. It's really more of an issue on Friday. If we have the executive session for 3 hours on Friday, lunch, if we keep to an hour for lunch, we should have an hour of open session before the public comment from 1 to 2, which gives us an opportunity to deal with minute issue, approve agenda, maybe approve some minutes, the type of housekeeping stuff that has to happen opening before we don't comment. I like Nia's idea of maybe doing the other executive session on the Monday morning. Arlene, what do you think of that instead of Sunday? Because, I mean, I do like to have the bulk. We have so much open session business that, you know, I really want to keep as much of the calendar open for that as possible. Arlene, do you have any thoughts on having executive session, the second portion of it, that's large on Monday morning as opposed to Sunday morning?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Me too, because, I mean, the public is much less likely to attend Monday. So,
right.
All right, so I'm going to bookend the executive sessions right now for Friday and Monday morning. That does not preclude having a short executive session on either Saturday or Sunday if the need arises, because we can do that even if it's not, you know, agendized that way. I think that that works from the public perspective, getting as much done in the bulk of the open session as possible. As to what Afia had mentioned regarding affiliates calling in, I've personally never seen that happen in any of the in-person PNB meetings I've been at. We'll have to look into that. I know that involves logistics, and I know there are issues to do with, anyway, I'm not sure how that would work, since basically people have to be at an in-person meeting to report. I certainly think it's a nice idea. It would be nice to hear from affiliates. I know that would involve logistics with Otis and with John, so I think before putting it in the agenda, I should at least have a courtesy phone call with them to see what would be involved with doing that, and I personally have not seen that occur at any meeting, so I'm not familiar with the process, but I will gladly make a phone call and find out what's been done in the past regarding that. For the budgets and what Tracy was saying, and the PRA budget, I recall, is also passed. Do you have an approximate idea of how much time, Tracy? I mean, I've done this before, too. I mean, do you think we can get them done in, 2 hours for all the budgets, do you think? Longer? Tracy, maybe you're on mute. When Tracy's not on mute, if you could give me some input on that. I think in terms of what Tracy was saying about the loss of time, it has been pretty much dialed in. WPFW did seem very, they very much liked the idea of having an opportunity for all of us to get together. I think sometimes, although we go long into the night with things, we're not.
Hi, Summer. I'm sorry. I fell off the call.
Hey,
but
no,
I know
problem.
You were.
I mean, I've done all the budget stuff before, but I'm thinking I'm just trying to allocate time. And it depends on how many budgets there actually are to approve. We should probably talk later in the week, but do you think a couple of hour block would be sufficient to, you know, kind of depends on whether, does that seem reasonable as a start, 2 hours? I mean,
off the top of my head, if we're successful next week in recommending both L.A. and New York budgets, which I'm not going to know until Thursday, then I think a three-hour block might be in order, and I'm sorry.
Sure.
But it'll be for the five budgets. And if we can do it faster, that's great. The Houston and the Archives approvals were pretty quick on the call.
Right, okay.
But I'm anticipating there might be a bit more discussion on some of these.
That's what I was thinking. I kind of was thinking like a half hour per budget, so it kind of depended on how many budgets you actually had. So we'll say 3 hours, and if we get to shorten it up, that's better than having to lengthen it and bump something else in the schedule. So in terms of what day this, do you have any preference or in terms of, you know, any thoughts on where in the agenda Friday, Saturday, or Sunday budgets maybe should go? I think it shouldn't be, you know, I mean, I'm thinking Friday or Saturday. Budgets are of interest to the public as well, but
yeah, I think I think it's fine. I would say not Monday. Other than that, I'm pretty flexible.
Yeah, so we'll definitely, because I want to make sure that we actually gets done. And if we have a lengthy executive session on Monday, that only leaves a little tendril of time. We have to give it a block. So I'm thinking an afternoon block. I'll take a look at what else is on there. Okay, good. And I think, you know, the 22 hours of meeting time versus, I think some of the non-meeting time that we often spend caucusing in the hallways, we're doing it in a more socially, a specifically social way with and I think, you know, that may be productive to other conversations that will occur on Friday and Saturday night, and they're working in their phone room, being helpful there, and I hope that we will get some good work out of that, even though it isn't. And in the people may remember some meetings, people have been allowed to just motion out and like back on the agenda with stuff that wasn't on there, and I'm trying to keep that from occurring. You know, I want to get through what's actually on our agenda, and if people have new business and new motions, we don't bump what's on the agenda to that. We'll put on new business for our next one. That should help on track, I think, to actually get through what we have to deal with. And then, question for Bill, because you're up next.
You're breaking up, Summer. It's hard to understand you.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is Lydia. Can you add me to the stack, please?
Okay.
Sorry. We're having questions for some reason.
anyway, just on the, you know, I'm not huge on breakout sessions compared to making sure we get through all the real meat that we must do. But do you have thoughts, Bill, since we were discussing this on development the other day, as to if we're going to do that, where we would put that, maybe on Sunday? Anyway, just give that a little thought, if you would.
Okay, well, let me, I have myself next on the stack anyway. Let me kind of address that first. Yeah, I know development would like some time, and I support it about having to talk about fundraising, development activities across the stations, if there's something we should be doing nationally, or, you know, some of it might involve new personnel or grant proposals or whatever, you know, avoid duplication of effort and see what we can do to help get some more grants and other and major donor campaigns or things like that going. What I'm thinking about, too, and this kind of relates to what Tracy said, I was thinking the same thing, that by cutting out the evenings, it may cut into our meeting time. But as I believe Summer mentioned, the other chronic problem we have is people showing up late for our meetings. So what we might do is schedule something in the morning starting at 8 or 8:30 that doesn't require quorum. You know, a workshop, informal discussion about some of this stuff. So obviously we want most people to come, but if a few people just can't get up in the morning, I don't want to hold up the whole thing. And if we did that, we could get started on some stuff. And kind of a related thing that I think we do need everybody for, though, is I agree completely with what Nia was saying. We need some time to talk about financial issues. And I thought it was real helpful to have the time we blocked out on the Houston meeting. Remember, we met with the auditor. We had, you know, long discussions about that. And I think we have a lot of people on our board that don't understand a lot of financial statements and I know a lot of people do want them in advance so they can review them, but some people still won't look at them before the meeting. And I think we need several hours to talk about that, and maybe we should do that before we vote on the budgets. So, like, maybe Saturday morning, I don't know if that would work.
Laverne on the staff.
Okay. And I have Nia and then Lydia and then Laverne. So go ahead, Nia.
Okay, thank you. Bill, I mean, piggybacking on what you just said, and I want to emphasize that again, that we should carve that comment, and especially after Levon's discussion where the auditor said that there has been no interstation receivables done for the past 6 years. That is quite alarming, because what that means is that, you know, the audit report is right.
Just a minute.
So
I can't hear you. Your voice is like totally
neither can
right
I.
Now.
You're breaking up terribly, Nia.
All of a sudden, folks, okay, how about that?
That's better. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm saying, just to piggyback on what Bill said, and I think it's absolutely critical, after LeVar's assertion that Ross Wisdom said that the interstation receivables weren't analyzed for 6 years. I don't know why he would say that, so we need to understand that. And does that mean that the audit reports have been incorrect? That's even more alarming to me now. So we need to have whatever time is allotted to the LeVar, you know, the CFO, I think it needs to be doubled or tripled so that we can understand exactly what's going on, so that we can correct it, because that's quite shocking to me to hear that.
The voice is really, I cannot hear, like, whatever you said.
Yeah, the last part, we couldn't hear you, Nia.
Bill,
I can't hear you.
Bill, I have no idea whoever is making the, I don't, maybe Otis could have just something, I don't know, but you guys heard me clearly before. Do you want me to repeat it?
Yeah, if you can. I hear you now. It's good. Go ahead.
Okay. I have not moved. What I said was, I think that we should have the whatever number of hours for finance, 4 hours or whatever, for the CFOs. I hear all the echo again. So I don't know who's doing that. Whoever is doing that, I wish they would stop.
Well, we can hear you, though. It's okay.
Okay. I said LeVar's assertion is really alarming to me, should be alarming to all of us. Because if the auditor is saying that the interstation receivables have not been done for 6 years, first of all, why did Ross just say that? And were the audit reports incorrect? So whatever time is allotted to the CFO, if it's an hour, I think maybe we should have two or three hours in that time to find out exactly what's going on, because that's a concern. that's a concern, should be a concern for all of us. So we do need to carve out that time.
Okay. Would it be okay to start that in the morning, some early one morning, where you wouldn't have to worry about waiting for quorum?
Bill, may I put me back on the stack, please?
Bill?
Okay.